Hi there. The word for today is, don't let fear stop you. In Matthew 25, verse 25, we read the words, I was afraid and hid your talent. Here's the story. The master of an estate gave each of his servants a sum of money to invest for him. Jesus said one man got 5 talents, the second 2 talents, and the third 1 talent. Now, the servants with 2 and 5 talents turned in a respectable profit, while the man with 1 talent told his master, I was afraid of what? Failing, and hid your talent in the ground. So what's the lesson here Jesus is trying to teach us? It's this, fear makes you unproductive. One pastor writes, fear will stop you from singing in the choir, witnessing, giving cheerfully, and walking in love with your spouse. The underlying issue is fear that God either won't or may not do for you what he says. But as believers, we should be so full of God's word that fear can't get a foothold. Jesus said in Matthew 6:25, take no thought for your life. Paraphrased, why would you even think fearful thoughts when I've told you that I'll never leave you, I'll protect you, I'll give you everything you need to do the job? Bottom line, God is with you, even when you can't feel him or see him, and when others imply that maybe God has abandoned you. Fear disguises itself behind many different faces. For example, we want to do things our way, or we say we're not interested, or we say it's not the right time. What we're coming up against here isn't a closed door. It's repressed fear. If you're wondering why you're not progressing in certain areas, check and see if hidden fear is holding you back. And if it is, take it to God. Ask for his help. Release your fears. Start trusting in what he says and move forward. That's the word for you today.